Steve Lacy. I haven't heard Steve before. Steve, somebody new and different?
Relatively new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And relatively different.
Yeah. I apologize. I cut off your newscast.
That's the worst thing that happens to me today. I'll be okay.
Okay, that's fine. But while you guys have a minute, if you'd alert security, there's somebody here who says he's Jason Bianski. I haven't seen him in so long. I don't know what he looks like.
There's the rub.
Zing.
Yeah. No, not
a little older, a little heavier, I believe. So.
Anyway, just extenuating circumstances, stuff that was happening Wednesdays in your world. And so you're finally here. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be back.
And guys, guess what?
What?
He brought us prizes to give away.
Really?
He did, as a matter of fact.
What, yeah. Like... Mayor for a day, compost, what?
Huh? Breakfast tacos?
Better, yeah. Better. Well, breakfast tacos are pretty good. So, mayor for the day, not sure. But I've got 4 tickets to tomorrow night's performance at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. These are VIP tickets and VIP parking pass to see Sugarland. So,
right.
I'm sure you've got some wonderful listeners out there would like to take advantage of this. And I attended last night's performance, the opening night, and I wanted to just mention a few of the area kids that participate in the calf scramble. Okay. We had Michael Franklin from Rudder FFA and Anthony Ville from Rudder FFA, David Wiganoski from Rudder FFA, and then from right down the road south of us here, Heather Wenzel from Navasota FFA. And forgive me for mentioning this if I'm wrong, but David Wiganoski was probably one of the first kids to pull in his calf. So I've known his family for a long time, and so I was proud to see him and his success last night. And wasn't sure it was going so fast and furious. I was trying to take notes here. If Michael or Anthony or Heather pulled in a calf, I congratulate them also. But it was wild and furious. They actually had an injury on the calf last night.
Oh, really?
For one of them. They had to cart one off on a stretcher. So I think one kid got the best of it. But but it's always for a good cause. And so if there's someone that'd like to go down tomorrow night, and it's a 6:45 performance with the rodeo start, but then the concert starts probably about 2 hours later.
Okay.
And I also want to mention, got to plug the local folks here, our local livestock show starts March 25th through the 29th. So I encourage everyone to go out and support the local 4-H'ers and FFA kids here in Brazos County at the livestock show here at the Expo Center.
Absolutely.
In a couple weeks.
Participate in that.
And I'll leave these tickets with you.
Good.
Y'all
excellent.
Give them out as
we
you
will.
Please.
Yeah, that'll be good stuff. Hey, let's talk again. It's been a while since you've been here, so we've got a lot of things to handle. But let's start first and foremost with something I know you were talking about on the TV last week, and that is where you stand right now with the animal shelter.
At our March 8th meeting coming up here in a week or so, we're going to, as a council, look at all the options. We've had an advisory committee get together over the past few months and look at some options, whether we continue with the Brazos Animal Shelter, whether we start a new relationship with another provider, or whether the city with by itself or with Brazos County or with the city of Colorado Station starts up another animal shelter. So those are the options that we've been looking at. And they did make a recommendation back a few weeks ago, to move forward with the city operating the shelter, but that was an advisory committee recommendation. That wasn't the city council's recommendation. So we are now going through all the information. We'll get a report from the staff, from the advisory committee, talk about some of the options, look at some of the details, and find out their reasoning behind their decision. And then the council, probably over the next 60 days, will make a decision on our future with animal control and with the shelter and how we're going to provide housing for the animals of Bryan.
Okay, and, you know, I ask this on any number of questions. As one member of council, what is your feeling? I think the advisory council says by unanimous vote that the city should run their own shelter. So as one member of council, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was a unanimous vote, and I would like to talk with those advisory members at that March 8th meeting and find out what their thought process was behind that unanimous decision. You know, we've got to do what's best for the citizens of Bryan and for the animals of Bryan. You know, the cost went up 105% this past year, so it was prudent on the council and the staff to look into options. You know, anytime costs go up at that nature, you need to look at the costs incurred and whether the value is right there for any issue. We've looked at that. I'm not saying that I think all of us would agree that what we've paid in years past has been probably below what we should have been paying, so we realize that, and we understand it costs a lot to shelter these animals for 3 days. So we need to provide that service to the citizens. By all means, as one member of the council, I don't want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars more for the same service. So I want to look at it. I want to find the best deal, the best value for the citizens. And, you know, whether that mean continuing with the Brazos Animal Shelter, then we'll do that. If it's city-run or in partnership with someone else, then that's something we'll look at. But, again, the council hasn't made a final decision, and, you know, I don't want to spend more money for the same service we've had in previous years. So we've got some things we need to work out with the Brazos Animal Shelter, and we've been working with them for many, many years, and appreciate that partnership there. And again, it's prudent that we work with College Station and with Brazos County. You know, there's power in numbers there and savings in numbers. So we need to look at those partners and try to work something out together with those entities. But, you know, I always say it's sometimes better for the city not to be in every business. You know, we're in some businesses that we shouldn't be in at this point that we're going to be looking at doing away with in the next year or so. But and I think the animal business is probably best served elsewhere, you know, in providing those services to the citizens.
So basically you think that, again, and many people have said, LaSalle Hotel is the first thing that people hop on. You know, the city probably should not have done that. We're in tougher economic times now than that decision was made. So am I hearing you say that that having an entity, an animal shelter, that the city's not having to actually run day in, day out would be a better position as far as you're concerned?
I think if the city can focus on core services and providing those services to the citizens at an effective rate, that's important. And if we can find a provider that can provide good services for a fair price, Scott, I think that's something we need to look at. And absolutely, we're not shutting the door on the Brazos Animal Shelter. There's some things we need to work out with them, but, you know, hopefully we can get those worked out. You know, we did do an RFP, and we didn't get a proposal back from the animal shelter for various reasons, but I'm hoping over the next 60 days we can get some things worked out with them where the city's not having to go into their own business. And as for the hotel, would love to do an RFQ here in the next few months and possibly look at some options for folks helping us market and possibly selling that property. You know, maybe the best use for that hotel is not a hotel. Maybe it's office space. Maybe it's condo space. But there's a lot of things that the city probably needs to divulge itself out of and not get into. And that's something we'll look at in the next few months.
Jason Majewski joining us this morning, the mayor of Bryan. The biomedical corridor, obviously this is something that is moving along. All you got to do is drive down 47 and see it. Couple of things first. Let's talk about Mike Sutherland was here 2 weeks ago. He termed it a bridge to nowhere, and that was an overpass over 47 that would lead into the entrance of the Health Science Center. So I'd kind of like to get your take on that, because Bryan is going to have to spend some money. There's going to have to be some bucks coming out of the Bryan budget when it comes to that.
Well, we received a $9 million grant from TxDOT here back summer of 2010. For an overpass at Highway 47 Health Science Center Parkway there. It was a safety issue, you know, and it was high importance to the city of Bryan and to the region for this biomedical corridor. So I call it the bridge to the biomedical future of the Brazos Valley, the Research Valley here. In partnership with Texas A&M University, the system, City of College Station, Brazos County, and all the other private and public sector entities in there, we're, you know, looking at options to come up with our match portion of that project. But not only is it a safety issue in getting in and out of the Health Science Center corridor, but helps the future development of all of that area for our biomedical corridor. And we've got several businesses right now, Scott, that we're working with that are going to be locating out there this year and future years. So it's important that we get our infrastructure in place for the future development of that area. Those jobs that are going to be provided, the one company we're talking with right now that's pretty much for sure for that corridor, you're looking at $70,000 to $100,000 plus wages, 200 jobs. So in a tough economy when we've got people that are being laid off and folks that are being, you know, downsized and looking for other employment options, it's our job as leaders of this community to find high-wage opportunities and job opportunities for our community at all levels. And this is one way we're doing so in the biomedical corridor between the partnership of all the cities and the Research Valley Partnership.
Now, that's a $12 million bridge. What's Bryan's part now going to be so people will understand how much Bryan's going to have to pay?
The local match. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily Bryan's match. It's a local match. Okay. For whomever is going to participate. It's $3 million.
Okay. And it may not all be paid by Bryan. Is that basically what you're inferring there?
We're hoping all our private and public sector partners will all pitch in on that deal.
Okay. The other portion is a little curve right where if you if you drive the road, if you come off University and you go right there at 47, there's a chunk of land there that's kind of one of those little patchwork deals. It's in the city limits of College Station, yet land that's owned by Brian. Y'all have had a meeting about that, and tell me where we are as far as that goes.
Yes, we've got the city of Brian's got about 148 acres that resides in the city limits of College Station that was bought years ago with Traditions acquisition and also with the Health Science Center project there. So we've got some land in there that we can develop, we can sell off, help recoup some of the investments we've put into that west side development. And so we're wanting to partner with the city of College Station in some of the infrastructure improvements to that area, and also partner with them in doing a split on the tax revenue that's generated from that property with businesses that locate out there.
So my understanding is you've brought the infrastructure right up as far as you can, which is the city limits of College Station, and then from there on there hasn't been the infrastructure development that's necessary.
But we've still got sections of Health Science Center Parkway, about $3 to $4 million that needs to be completed that will help us develop that corridor in College Station there. So I think it's pertinent for the continued success of the biomedical corridor that both cities work together, and College Station's been very willing to partner with the city of Brian on that and forming a municipal district. It's got to receive legislative support by Senator Ogden and Representative Brown in Austin. So we're working that through the Austin hoops right now as we speak, and then I'm hoping in the next 30 days we'll have everything set up, and then we'll look at some of the interlocal agreements on sharing the property tax and the sales tax revenue that's generated from any development on that 148 acres. And we're also working with City of College Station on some land that resides in the city limits of Brian across the street. And there's about 40 acres there that's also thrown into the pot.
Just that's what happens when cities bump up against each other, I guess. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Just a final word on the biomedical corridor. It's probably one of the biggest things we've participated in my lifetime, I assume here. So this is a project that's important for the future of our community here, and it's important that all the communities and entities work together on this, and you'll see a lot of success happening out there on the west side in the next few years. So this is a critical form of economic development here, and I'm very excited about it, and I know the two city councils are very excited about it, and we're hoping for a lot of success out there. Sorry I haven't been here in past weeks.
It's okay.
But I'm sure you've enjoyed the opportunity to visit with some of our other council members.
Always
a good
thing.
They've enjoyed the opportunity to visit with you.
Yep.
So
good thing.
Always
all right.
Great.
Great.
Thanks.
All right. We'll give the tickets away, too. Thanks a lot.
That's
Jason Bansky. He's the Mayor Brian. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.